Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You know what it is. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today we're doing CJ Fly Baited. This is the second time that we do CJ Fly because CJ Fly is putting in some fucking work. Yeah, we just did, I think toward the end of last year, beginning of this year, he dropped a project that we already reviewed called Piranha. And now he's back with the same theme. And this was called Baited. Ken, the features, he has Annoyed and Bebe Fly and Rianne. How would you rate the features on this joint?
There was one feature I thought was really, really good. Starts with Obi something.
You said what?
Or maybe am I thinking about the wrong one? I'm thinking B. I can't pull up the playlist now.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I think B.
Gotcha. For me, I'm giving them C plus B minus.
Okay.
Annoyed was good. Bebe Fly was cool. But I just think where CJ Fly is right now, and you know what? I take that back. Go ahead.
I actually take that back. I actually was thinking about another album.
Okay.
So yeah, I really don't remember these features like that either. So I'm at like a C.
Got you. I'm gonna go a B because I forgot Rayanne on Madonna. He killed that shit. So I'm elevating the collective to a B. Because here's the thing, I'm fair because I was C plus, B minus. I'm solid B. But to your point, Ken, because I do agree, they weren't necessarily memorable because CJ has elevated. And I don't think that the guys that he's getting are at his level. But I think that they did an overall pretty good job. It's just they didn't match CJ. Production.
B, I like the production on here. I thought it was decent. Yeah.
This one, I give this one a C plus B minus. For whatever reason, Piranha felt a little bit more gritty. This one, I feel like CJ was gritty, but the beats on this one just felt a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But C plus B minus. C plus B minus. What would you say on the singing rapping?
The rapping felt and sounded different than Piranha's.
Yeah. He sounded more aggressive here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sticking with a B on it. I feel like I really, really needed to listen to it a lot more. You know, I gave it a couple of spins. But I felt like there's some things here to kind of unpack because it felt very much different than what he was doing before. Like very aggressive, you know, but he had definitely, especially on some of those earlier tracks.
Yes.
That's some really good.
Nickelback swag.
Yeah, Nickelback swag. Yeah. He had some really, really good lines on there that stood out to me. So yeah, that's why I'm giving him a B because I know there are others that are just as good that I probably just didn't pick up.
But for me, the rapper was A-. A-. I don't know who charged up this man's battery pack, but this nigga shit is on 115. You know what I'm saying? Like CJ Fly feels and sounds reinvigorated to a point where it's like, where was you at?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So the rap is an A-. Overall, Ken, I'm giving this one B plus, B minus.
I enjoyed it. I feel like right now I'm at a B minus.
Okay.
I was at a C plus, but I think I'm at a B minus. I think there are just some things here that's missing for me. Mm-hmm. It did feel different from Piranha's. His rapping was different.
It is.
But I don't feel like it left a really good lasting impression on me when I finished it.
And that's why I'm at a B plus, B minus. And that's why I skip B in general, because it's like, it's not as memorable as Piranha. Piranha's one of them shits. This one is, it's good, but I would recommend Piranha before this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like in a weird place. That's why I said, fuck it, I'm skipping B. It's B plus or a B minus. But it's really good. Like, I would still recommend this one, but I would definitely recommend Piranha over this one. But Ken, like, that was the first thing, because I listened to this one 3 times, and that was the first thing that caught my ear. I said, why is he rapping so angry?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this one, it felt like he was rapping so much more angry. And I think the beats didn't, even though I gave the beats, what did I get the beats? C plus, B minus, something like that. Yeah, I forgot that quick. Either way, the beats didn't leave a lasting impression. He left more so of a lasting impression than the beats did on this. And I don't know, you know, who produced this one, if it was a different producer versus the other one, because on the joint, Madonna with Rihanna, you know, he said Piranha. So I'm wondering if this is like Piranha leftovers. You know what I'm saying?
Could be, which is why we still have that theme.
That theme.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So these maybe are the ones that weren't good enough to make Piranha. I feel that. Like, if you didn't listen to Piranha first and listen to this, you would still feel that, oh, shit, CJ Fly. Like, he's coming out of nowhere. But if you listen to Piranha, then listen to this, it's like, okay, this is cool, but it ain't Piranha.
Yeah. No, I think I agree. I didn't walk away like that was whack. I walked and I was like, dang, CJ Fly is out here to prove himself a little bit more, which I definitely find interesting. But I also walked away with, why the hell did he release this?
Mm.
You know, this is like,
not
even though I know there's a theme, so I like the theory that maybe these were tracks that were not good enough to make Piranha, or that he had left over and he just put them together and sequenced them together and put them out as baited.
Which makes sense as the bait.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then, because I'm logical, right? And sometimes logic and creativity don't go together. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that aspect, that dynamic, but it's like the bait should come before the fish. You know what I'm saying?
Stoic produced it.
Stoic, okay.
Yeah.
However, I also understand dropping the better project first, too. You know, so I don't know, Ken. I don't know.
And Stoic, so yes, it's the same producer.
Same producer.
Same producer did both. So
yeah,
they must have run in a series. So he gave him a different sound. CJ is more assertive on here than the other one, which would make sense. It's a different soundscape. But and I think that knowing this now, it definitely showed the diversity of Stowe as a producer.
100.
Overall, I think it's good. But yeah, I was definitely really curious as to the logical reasoning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of just putting something out and giving it to your fans. So since it is the same producer, it's possible that this theory is correct, or they just was like, yo, let's go in and cook up some more shit and put it out.
You know what, Ken? Like, he has a Piranha Deluxe as well. That joint got 14 tracks. The original that we reviewed has 11. So I don't know. Maybe these niggas just locked in. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just locked in, and they're just on their run. They're on their Nas and Hit-Boy shit right now.
And they do make a good team.
They do.
Yeah, like, he sounds really good over Stowe Beats, and Stowe Beats have definitely gave him some good ones to craft. Like, what was the second trap? The Nickelback Swag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit is dope as fuck. You know, so
you know what, Ken? Like, I'm just play 5 seconds of Piranha. You know, like, each song, it's the production. It's the production. That's the biggest difference, because Nick or CJ Fly is up here, and then the production matched them. Where on this one, CJ is like super assertive and aggressive, and it's like the production's like, oh, okay.
Which is probably intentional. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But nevertheless, yeah, it's definitely a different.
It's definitely
feeling
different
listening to this.
Yeah, yeah, it is what it is. not a bad project, but I'm not sending Beta to niggas. I'm sending Piranha. I'm sorry, CJ, if you feel a type of way about that, but that's just my honest opinion.
Yeah, you know? I think as a complete series, we'll see if they do a whole thing. Then mm-hmm. I think it could work. I think this is definitely worth the listen. If you guys are listening, you like this sort of thing, you should definitely give it a listen because you may feel and think differently about it. So, but it's just a different feeling than Piranhas. And we probably shouldn't compare the two, obviously, because they're intentionally sound like it's different. Yeah. And maybe it was to allow CJ to be more assertive rapping than before.
And we've seen that before, right? Like with Alchemist and Freddie Gibbs on Alfredo, mm-hmm. it's kind of like the beats were pulled back to let Freddie flourish over it. And I get that sentiment on this. And again, I let's be clear, Ken, because you know how motherfuckers can get in the comments and shit like that. This is a good project.
Yeah. Like, Jesus, dope as hell.
Yeah, like this is a good project. It's just our expectation was so high with Piranha that I know we're talking like it's a letdown, but this is a damn good project. This is a damn good project. It's a damn good project. I think overall I said B+, B-. It's a good project. This is recommendable. You know what I'm saying? But any final words, Ken? Or are you good?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Bet. So you already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll catch you tomorrow. And we out. Peace.
Peace.